China Daily Audio News, I'm Mark Checkley. Foreign press accessible during Beijing Olympics. International publications will be accessible to all participants at the Olympic Games in 2008, when a ban on the printing of foreign newspapers and magazines is temporarily lifted, says Liu Bingji, Minister of the General Administration of Press and Publication. This is in accordance with the practice adopted by previous Olympic hosts that overseas delegations and athletes can read newspapers from their home countries, Liu said. To achieve this, overseas publications will be printed in the country, imported from abroad, or electronic versions will be accessible. Currently, some foreign publications imported from overseas are already available in hotels and other venues where foreigners patronize. We will sum up the experience of the Olympic Games period and map out the measures to be taken in the future, Liu said in an interview on the sidelines of the 17th National Congress of the Communist Party of China. Liu said the country's laws ruled out foreign publications being directly printed and distributed in China. Liu said the country backs local newspapers, publishing groups and government news websites to engage in domestic and overseas exchanges as part of broad reforms of the previously state-sponsored industry. The long-awaited listing of Liaoning Publishing Group, one of China's largest, is expected to go ahead within 2 months, along with 13 other publishers. Liu said the publisher would now list all its operations, but soaring local stock prices has prompted it to issue its shares domestically rather than in Hong Kong as originally planned. By being listed, they can raise capital and boost their strength, further extending the reach of our propaganda policies, Liu said. Liu said any newspaper that successfully reforms its corporate structure could list in China or overseas. For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn.